You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast 242, reviewing the Doctor Who Encyclopedia for the iPad. Here's the most important thing you need to know about the new Doctor Who Encyclopedia app that's been released for the iPad by BBC Books. It is not a Doctor Who Encyclopedia, it is the Doctor Who Encyclopedia. Specifically, it's the electronic edition of the hardback book by Gary Russell that was updated and re-released earlier this month in the UK. So to fairly evaluate this app, you need to accept what it is rather than what it's not. It's not an infinitely editable wiki like the TARDIS index file or Wikipedia itself, nor is it a comprehensive reference to everything Doctor Who. While the Doctor Who story is almost 48 years old, the BBC clearly regards the old and new series as separate shows, and the Doctor Who Encyclopedia focuses exclusively on the one from 2005 on. For example, Fifth Doctor companion Nyssa only gets an encyclopedia entry in this app because she was mentioned once in Time Crash. BBC Books says they have, quote, no concrete plans at the moment, close quote, to add anything like classic content in the future, but they, quote, certainly wouldn't rule it out. The app is $4.99 in the UK, $6.99 in the US, which compares very favorably to the hardback at first glance. But there's a catch. The app gets you the 11th Doctor content for free, but if you want to look up, say, Adam Mitchell from the first season, you'll have to make an in-app purchase to unlock the 9th Doctor content, and again for the 10th Doctor. Put those three purchases together and, at least in the States here, you're in the ballpark of the hardback price. On a more positive note, the lower initial price lets you dip in with the current Doctor and see what you think of the app before going any further. So that was several caveats there. So how's the app? Well, the graphics and the interface entertained my 9-year-old. He didn't have any problems exploring the encyclopedia or finding the Silurians when I tested him. He, my wife, and I were all frustrated that long passages, such as the entry for Rose Tyler, had no paragraph breaks and were therefore difficult to read. And this first release has some bugs. On my US iPad 2, the connections pane consistently crashed the app. It's a brand new release, so I'm sure fixes are on the way. It's a slick-looking app, and I think it'll be a fun experience for browsing your way through the last 7 years of Doctor Who. But it's not for the hardcore fan who's read and probably written scores of wiki articles about the Jagra Fests. If you have an iPad, sorry, there are no other versions on the radar, and the disposable income, it's a pleasant way to spend some downtime, and this app, as well as the hardback, would make an excellent gift for a new, more casual fan of Doctor Who. Personally, I was hungry for more. And that was 2MTL 242. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard here, you might be interested in the tech podcast that I do with Warren from Radio Free Skaro and Todd from, Vancouver. It's called Platformer, and it's at platformer.ca, where we talk about Apple stuff, tech stuff, gaming stuff the world over. Check it out. But you can find more Doctor Who goodness at twominutetimelord.com, and you can also find me on Twitter and Facebook. Catch you again soon.